You know, you might have a lot of old, worthless things. Say, tools that had worn out or furniture that wasn't any good anymore. Would you have a name for that?
Well, we just call it junk.
Antique.
And but they buy it now for antique stuff.
Yeah.
And then set it again.
You had anybody come by to try to buy stuff from you?
Yeah. They wanted to buy that organ now.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that. That's really pretty.
They wanted to buy that and they got a good price for it. But I thought it was worth that much to them as it was that much to me.
Did you have a room that you might use for storing just odds and ends?
No, I haven't here. We haven't got room enough here for nothing. They agreed when I rented the house, and went to paying rent on it, they were going to build a couple of rooms back there and a bathroom and put water in the house, and they ain't done nothing. Ain't done a dime come on the house.
You don't even have water in here yet?
Mm-hmm. When I bring it in.
Where do you bring it from?
The well out there. I have to draw it out of the well.
How do you draw it?
With the windlass and the rope.
What's a windlass?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a round thing, and you put a rope on it, and it goes over here to a post, and over there, and there's a crank on it.
Uh-huh.
And you fasten one end of this rope to that roller, and then just start winding it. And that draws your water up out of the well.
Uh-huh.
And then when you want to let your bucket down, you go out there and let your bucket down, hold the windlass, that way it won't go too fast.
Uh-huh.
Until it sinks, your bucket, and then you draw it back up for that windlass.
Uh-huh. What's the bucket made out of?
A galvanized.
Is there another name for bucket?
Well, some call them pail.
Does that mean the same thing to you?
Yeah. Some call them, instead of a bucket, they call them for a pail.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to milk in?
Well, it's one of these aluminum, a galvanized bucket or a aluminum bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it the milk pail.
Yeah. What about before they had aluminum?
Well, we used galvanized, and we used, they did have wooden buckets.
Uh-huh.
Made out of wood, cedar bucket they call them. Made out of cedar. They use them.
Cedar turn.
Do you ever hear something maybe that your grandparents had that was built a little bit different from a bucket? Didn't have a handle to it exactly like a bucket did?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember them having it. They had what's called little old stewards.
Little what?
Stewards, like this aluminum with a handle on it, you know.
Course,
yeah, of course, what they had was made out of iron, just like them kettles he brought in here.
Uh-huh.
And it had a handle on it. A little handle about that long, you could take and hand it with your hand. Set it on the stove and all. And you cooked in it. A lot of times they'd heat water or something in it, you know, if they wanted water for something.